Now that is another opportunity in your hand for enlarging the coast of God's blessing in your life. May you receive grace to dive into it. Amen. We'll get detailed instruction on Sunday, but you have the opportunity, those of us who are here and those who are on the net, check through. You get those things read, and then you can prepare yourself again Sunday, where we shall be given the opportunity to respond to these things. Also, you have the opportunity to look at the various church growth service quotes and then see where you plug in. And just like our church service unit operates and growing because each one chooses where he belongs, where she chooses to serve, it will be the same with you. The purpose is to maintain the revival fire in this church for life. And so each one takes his place and faithfully serving God in the choice that he has made. And you find, because in all labor there is profit, God will keep adding more and more profit to your life. He said, he's a reward of them that diligently serve him. And each one shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. He gave to everyone severally according to our several abilities. So each one has his special area where God has engraced him to function. Those who are going to be on the prayer altar and then fanning the revival fire and keeping souls being drafted into church and being established in the faith, and soul winners who are all out with passion and drafting many to the kingdom, and carers who are concerned about the needs of these individuals and how to help them stay connected to God in terms of being committed to church services, serving God, and experiencing change of stories in their own lives. Each one belongs somewhere. There is no one that has no special endowments from God. Please engage according to the choice you will make by yourself. Jesus is Lord. We will give detailed instruction this coming Sunday in all of our churches on how to enlist in those places and what each operation entails will be passed on. Hallelujah. Also on Sunday, those of us who are responding to the mission adoption scheme, get excited and come down to show your passion for God as you engage in investing in this golden opportunity before us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Some will not only adopt stations, many will be engaged to build those churches. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
You don't need to have it in your hand, just have a heart for it, and then it will reach your hand. It was in the heart of David, and God put it in his hand. Whatever is in your heart for God, he ensures it reaches your hand. Well, God will surprise you.
Amen.
Shall we all rise? Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
The Lord said to me, behold, I've touched your tongue with the coal of fire, and as you say it, you shall see it. All over the world at this time, lift up your two hands and receive the blessings of your Father. Every prophet is sent as a father to whomsoever they are sent. Therefore, as a prophet sent to you, I decree an end to all forms of financial struggles in your life. The day I saw the light was the day I saw that an end has come to every financial concern in my life. Not the following day, the day. Whatever you see and you choose to walk in it, you have committed God to confirm it. Now, for everyone who will care to walk in the light you have received, I decree your access to the realms of financial dominion. The unthinkables begin to happen in your life from now.
Amen.
The Yorubas call it arupin. What the world cannot imagine happen by your hand. Whatever the world cannot imagine happen by your hand,
yes,
happen in your life, becomes the order of the day from now.
Amen.
His blessings are ordained to endure for generations. Therefore, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, no one in your generation will ever be dubbed a pauper. No one in your generation shall suffer penury. I decree your household from today a household of blessing. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I release the favor of God upon your life. Be favored continually from this moment onward. As you continue to favor his righteous cause, unending prosperity, humbling prosperity, the prosperity that moves the prosperous to shed tears of joy becomes your portion from now. Somebody here was given a quit notice from a one-room apartment, one room, where she had lived for 15 years. And God said, they gave you quick notice. Let me decorate you to your next level. And she was looking for an alternative one room to stay. And there a man he never met. Excuse me, come. God just spoke to me. He didn't know he was looking for a house because he won't branch in that kind of house. And landed in a 5-bedroom duplex. Not only that, with a car to match. All in one day. The kind of favor that will stir tears of joy in your life, I release that upon your life today. For those of us here, believe in God for children. Covenant people are entitled to fruitfulness. Therefore, I decree your irresistible fruitfulness this morning. Watch it. 9 months from today, your miracle children have arrived. Somebody here will give birth to a crowd place. Four at a time. Many are bringing triplets in here. Many more are bringing twins here. And no one here shall be called barren anymore. For anyone on the line for miracle marriage, Abraham sent his servant. So I'm sending the angel of this commission to go bring you your wife and bring you your husband. No matter how overpassed the world may think, he's already 50, he's 55. No matter what, angels excel in strength. They hearken to the voice of his word. They obey his commandment. Now, I command the angel of this commission to go forth on the mission for your settlement. This morning, the angel of this commission goes forth in your favor. And is bringing to you your wife. Bringing to you your husband. And as the Lord liveth, you'll be settled this year. For everyone on the line for miracle job, the angel of this commission announces your name where you have never applied. Somebody was given a number and was asked to call that number. It was the number of the president of that nation. And to give him a warning. And gave the warning. And the warning came to pass. And so they were looking for him. Do you know the number? Because I said, no, I was given the number by God to call. The angel of this commission will give your numbers to strange places. Yeah. Many of you have had testimonies of, I got a job I did not apply for.
Yes, sir.
How did you get it? He gave them your name, gave them your email, gave them your address, and so they call you, come and start your job.
Amen.
He said, I didn't apply, it doesn't matter, just come. Now, I decree that the angel of this commission go forth to restore your dignity. One of the women here had a visitation, very strange. She gave her life to Christ from an Islamic background. They chased her out of the marital home. And then the son was going to get married. And there were issues as to how they would get money for it. Somebody dressed in white, like your father does, and walked up to the son in Mina and said, follow me. He said, I don't know you. He said, follow me. Took him to the market. Bought a cow, bought soft drinks, and gave, I think, 100,000 naira, gave to him and disappeared. Now, watch. Now, the same person, I believe, because he was also in white, went somewhere here in Ojaoba and bought some things for the mother. The exact dress they will use for the marriage, the bag, the everything, and gave the number to that person and said, call. She's coming to collect these items. And gave his own number that cannot be reached. Amen. And so, same color of dress, same everything, same shoe, same bag, and left some money and disappeared. Now, the same angel of this commission visits you this month. Somebody went for an interview at the stadium. It was a public interview for maybe enlistment in one thing or another. And then everybody has entered. And he had this something. What was it? Is it New Dawn or something? What? A pouch? With a necklace with my picture on it. And so one policeman was making jest of him. Do you know anybody? He said, I don't know anybody. You can't enter here. Everybody has entered. Then a man in white showed up. He said, follow me. And he followed him, passed through all the gates. Are you following what I'm saying? Then they announced, we are starting from the back. The angel of this commission will take you from the back to the front. The angel of this commission will take you from the back to the front. You'll never be found at the back again. You'll never be at the back again. In the name of Jesus. No one serves God in vain in this church. Everyone truly serving God tells stories of favor, blessing, lifting. In the name of Jesus. For everyone serving the Lord in one way or another in this church, beginning from now, favor, liftings, change of stories, change of levels, in the name of Jesus. Now watch, anyone and any agent of the devil that set his high to hurt you goes down for you today. Whosoever touches you from now touches the apple of his eye. In the name of Jesus. I release the grace upon me tonight upon your life. I'm 50 years young in the faith, and I've never had a dry season. Now, in the name of Jesus, no more spiritual dry season for you. No more spiritual dry season for you. And because to be spiritually minded is life and peace, but to be carnally minded is death. Now, from now, no any form of dry season for you in your life. I have never, by His grace, stylishly convert His money to mine in my life. Grace to be contented with what you have per time. Receive it now. Whether you steal from your father, your mother, your uncle, from government, from church, from friends, a thief is a thief. And a thief carries a curse. In the name of Jesus, no one here will partake of any curse in his life. And it is covetousness that makes men take what it does not belong to them. And contentment is the cure for covetousness. Therefore, I decree the grace for contentment on your life. Your labor shall not be in vain in the vineyard. Your giving shall not count against you before God. In the name of Jesus Christ, so shall it be. Because everything in this commission works. From now, everything about your life keeps working. Let me hear your loudest amen. Breakthrough has become our identity in this commission. Beginning from now, breakthrough becomes your identity. Becomes the identity of your family. The identity of your career. The identity of your business. No more breakdowns around your life. With your washed feet, wherever you step into from today, is giving you for a possession. You step in for an interview, you secure the job. You step in for a business deal, you gain the deal. No more dry season in your life. You shall spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. My heart blesses you. My spirit blesses you. Your obedience has reached out to heaven. His blessings will keep coming upon your life. So shall it be. Nobody takes your smiles away. Nobody takes your laughter away. Nobody takes your laughter away. You'll be laughing all the days of your life. And so shall it be. Finally, when you onboard a flight, whatever it serves there is your right. You are on board this winner's flight. So everything that pertains to this commission is your right. Any testimony you have ever had here is your right. Because you're on board this flight, I decree therefore that every favor on this commission follows you home. Every breakthrough over this commission follows you home. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' name. How many believe that when I pray, God hears? How many believe that when I make declarations, God confirms it? Every word spoken on you tonight, this morning, is confirmed in your life. So shall it be. Everybody lift up your hands and celebrate your God in the name of Jesus. 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 So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. After sharing the goodness, please, you sit down for 1 minute for some announcement and then we'll be closing the service. And that applies to all stations. After sharing the goodness, shut down on transmission and then do those announcements in 1-2 minutes and then we can close. Shall we together share the goodness of the Lord? First, generally, surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Now, give it to someone next to you. Surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your lives, and you shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. With your hand on your forehead, surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. I have dominion, and I take dominion. Congratulations. Congratulations. Please get seated, everybody, 1 minute. Get seated and pick this announcement as we go.